Hurricane Douglas certainly gave us something else to think about for several days. County officials are still reassessing our storm preparedness, but for many, we've turned our attention back to school readiness. The school board takes up a tentative agreement between school officials and the teachers union Thursday on delaying the first day of instruction for at least a couple of weeks. No matter what island you are on, it is the cause for much hand-wringing. We talked to Kauai County Mayor Derek Kawakami about the school situation, as well as getting through our close call with Hurricane Douglas. Some 74 people sought refuge in four designated shelters there.
In a sense, you know, without having the visitor industry, it made it much more manageable. I didn't hear any issues with the volunteers, except that there's a concern that during this pandemic, many of our volunteers are in what you would call that kupuna status. But, you know, in a sense, these people, it gives them a sense of purpose to be able to do the work of the American Red Cross. And so, although we have a concern, we also have them well trained as far as keeping themselves safe. And so we're very fortunate to have partners like the American Red Cross to be able to provide volunteers and shelter staffing.
Did you have to tap any government workers to show up?
National Guard did.
I think on some of the other islands, they asked some of the essential workers to come in and fill the gaps.
So KCC was a designated shelter, so I'm not sure if they staffed it with some of their... They had some of their own staff, yes, that's confirmed. But other than that, we utilize National Guard because they have an on-island presence. Maybe some of our employees did, but not to the magnitude that I'd say it was reportable. I know it came up in a conversation that one of the islands had to staff those shelters with their own associates, and it was a concern. But for Kauai, that wasn't the case.
We were worried because that storm really moved fast.
It moved very quickly, and then when you take a look at the radar, it literally looked like it was going to come over us. But, you know, that meteorologists, they understand those readings a lot better than mayors do, so they know what degree those radar images correlate to wind speed, moisture, and so they pretty much knew that at some point we were in a relatively safe situation. Even though as mayor, I was on pins and needles because we always gear up for worst case scenario.
Because we often tap schools as emergency shelters, there was a big question mark, right? Because school is supposed to open next week. We don't know if a decision will be made to postpone that, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I think they should just follow their plan. I mean, you know, here on Kauai, we actually read plans, and, you know, the Department of Education's plan sounds great. The only problem that we have is their presentation of what school is going to look like is geared to be slated when the state of Hawaii is in a recovery mode. And so that was the biggest hang-up. We said, hey, look, you guys presented this plan. It looks great, but are you guys rushing it? Because teachers are not trained. Some of them may have been, but on Kauai, you know, it's far and few between as far as that type of training. And it's not something you can rush. You have to go through the steps to make sure that these teachers understand how to sanitize and so on and so forth. And so the plan looks great, but it's, you know, we're still in the act with care. And when you see the recent cases that Kauai has had, and when you see the sudden surges and outbreaks on Oahu, and if you take a look at the governor's plan that works hand in hand with the Department of Education, I think a lot of people would look at some of the descriptions in each phase, whether it's stay home, safer at home, act with care, recovery, or new normal. And a lot of people would say that we're actually closer going back to a safer at home than to just jump to recovery. So we don't have an issue with the plan, but they need to make sure that they follow it and not rush things through, because the last thing that we want to see is our schools and the Department of Education having sort of all the fingers pointed to them as being the cause of a big outbreak, especially on Kauai. I mean, we got our numbers in today. We have 9 ICU beds available. More than half of them were filled, and they're not even COVID-19 patients. These are just regular residents that need to have an ICU bed. And so our healthcare capacity doesn't have the wherewithal to handle a big surge if one should happen on Kauai. So every county is unique, I can't speak for the other colonies, but we would rather take a cautious approach to the reopening of any sector, especially when you're dealing with an organization the size of the Department of Education.
You know, from time to time, we've heard of shortages, you know, like, oh, there's not enough soap in the bathrooms, you know, that kind of a thing. And now that sanitation is like paramount, do you feel comfortable that it's going to be safe for your community, the school community?
Tell you the truth, you know, some of the reasons why we don't have soap in some of our comfort stations at parks is because when we take the time to use taxpayers and their hardworking money to put these amenities up, they get vandalized by our very own people. You know, I know a lot of people like to put a lot of blame on the visitor industry, but I got to tell you, when you take a look at who's vandalizing our public facilities, who's misusing them, who's littering at times, it's our very own people, and that's what's heartbreaking. The school supply list, and there's a burden on families to be able to even buy pencil and paper for their kids to go to school, but in a sense, it's almost as if, you know, these kids are going to have to bring their own soap because I'm not sure what is even being provided to the schools. You know, it seems like from school to school, there is no standard, and I may be wrong. You know, I'm getting information from teachers that live on Kauai and people that have concerns. And although there are assurances that, you know, these schools have enough PPE for their teachers, that they have enough hand soap and hand sanitizers, because the county has been sort of left out of the loop as far as the reopening of schools, we really don't know what's going on, you know, and that's where our biggest concern is, that on the county level, we have what we call our emergency operating centers that are operated under the mayors and our emergency management administrators, and we work very well with various state departments, HIEMA, the attorney generals, and other departments, because we understand that sort of command structure requires collaboration and constant communication. So if you have any one of these agencies working sort of in a silo and forgetting to keep us in the loop, it's hard for us to give them the green light because we're in a disaster. And when you're in a disaster or in the situation where we have to have our EOCs activated, it's critical that these departments understand that they have to work hand in hand with us for us to be able to sign off, because at the end of the day, we're not going to sign off on anything that we're not brought into the loop of, because we're in charge of keeping people safe for the island of Kauai.
That was Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami. We were able to talk with him yesterday afternoon about the situation there on the Garden Isle post-Hurricane Douglas and looking ahead to the start of public schools on the island.